This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Raheem and Harris Show with Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It wasn't that I didn't know how to watch film. It was more or less the sense of learning shortcuts in the sense of, or not learning shortcuts, but learning ways to watch film and be more efficient. Learning ways to, you know, pick up things better. That was a funny one that came out in context and how I was trying to, you know, portray it. Didn't get portrayed that way.
A friendly reminder, Caleb Williams there is talking about the Seth Wickersham book, American Kings, the quarterback book that we talked about a lot when we got an advanced copy that comes out tomorrow. Tomorrow. Are you guys ready for this? This is Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. So yes, the discourse is there. And I believe that was part of the genesis of why Tyler Dunn for Go Long released an article entitled, in three parts, House of Dysfunction. Part one was entitled The Curious Case of Caleb Williams. Part two, Inside the Chicago Bears, quote, rigged trial at number one overall. And then part three, Who's the Boss? I say this with wanting to be very deliberate here. All of us have backgrounds in journalism where we have to check our sources and thus release them. And I always go back to doing most of my work in sunlight, meaning when I am trying to develop opinions, thoughts, understand what's really going on, I work with what is said out loud on the record by people who you know. And I watch games and I do research because I feel like that is where at least you're getting the most true representation of what you're seeing. It's what you guys know too. It's what we're all seeing together. Tyler Dunn's article, and he does have an extensive resume as a reporter. He's worked for USA Today. He's worked for Bleacher Report. He's worked for national publications. Contained a lot of unnamed sources. And I feel like when you do that, you're opening yourself up for, I think what he said was more accurate statements than what he was getting. But I think you also lose a lot of context. And that's where I feel like, especially in part three, I can see where a lot of the context could be lost in how a lot of the reporting was given. Caleb Williams is the name that when you put it in the search engine, it's going to be the one that gets optimized. There are certain names you use more where you're going to get more hits, more clicks, that type of thing. But what my takeaway was in this was it's not necessarily as much about Caleb Williams as it was Ryan Poles. Like, that was a big part of this, was the criticism of Ryan Poles. But mostly, it showed me the division of how badly the schism was last year at Hallis Hall. Like, that was my biggest takeaway. And I wonder if Caleb Williams had, if his dad, Carl, hadn't said in the Wickersham piece that was fact-checked, that was months later gone over to Respect Integrity, if he had talked about not knowing how to watch film at all, do we even think a lot of this article is released? Because I think that's when people started talking to defend themselves if they felt like they were called out.
It's a commercial. It's an exact. This is a spinoff. This is like a. It's a spinoff of the Wickersham. I have not talked to Tyler Dunn. We have had him on the Take the North podcast prior to this. We had him on a couple of months ago, as a matter of fact, and we'll probably have him on again, maybe even to talk about this. But to me, there's no doubt, because those coaches, when they read all that stuff, and I think it had to be human nature, that they're like, what the F? Like, all the stuff that was said and uttered in that book, I'm sure they were like, okay, now we'll talk.
Yeah, and the reason why you guys are probably right in terms of that's what created this is because without the film comment specifically, everything else absolutely just makes sense from the Wickersham book anyway, because it's a man in Carl Williams, the father of Caleb, giving his account of things that led up to how we got here. There's always going to be more than one side to the story. We got the Carl Williams side to the story and maybe the Caleb Williams as told through Carl Williams' side of the story. But the coaches have their own story to tell. And a lot of it, and I understand this with the anonymity of it, is because these guys want to work again in football and you can't be out here bad-mouthing everything. But there was a lot of stuff I took exception to in this three-part long-form read. I know Tyler Dunn has a history of doing reputable journalism. He's worked for reputable journalism outfits, but because he is working for himself in this, I'm wondering where the editorial piece of this comes in as far as oversight goes. Because some of the stuff, whether it's the language that could be characterized as homophobic, whether it's when you look at really how he terms everything in the way of, I've got these anonymous sources telling me about really health matters, right? As it pertains to Caleb Williams, with no sourcing. He talked about the former coaches, current coaches, the scouts, all of that. I didn't see him talking about the health professionals that he interviewed when he's basically making diagnoses. I think that's dangerous territory, and I don't think that would be above board with any reputable journalism outlet, whether it be print, online, radio, television, and that's where I take issue with this whole thing. Not to say that some of the things he says in here aren't valid in that, hey, this makes sense. It is in lockstep with things that were said, as you said, Layla, out loud.
Frankly, I didn't even want to mention that part because I want to stay away from that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I think what I took away was, and there were some things that did echo based on what we know to be on record, right? Seth Wickersham told us that the Bears did not scout Jaden Daniels. Seth Wickersham told us himself, it's in the book. That was something that he discussed. And there was a quote in the book that is sourced and substantiated saying that polls said, we're drafting Caleb Williams no matter what. And that's why I think a lot of this, it falls onto Williams because he is the first overall pick. But the book isn't just about Caleb Williams either, guys. Like, the book goes into Y.A. Tittle quite a bit, okay? Like, it's Warren Moon. It's John Elway. It's not just the Caleb Williams book. Like, I hate to tell you this, but he's not the only quarterback in the history of the National Football League. Like, there's a lot that goes into that book, and there's a lot of stories.
Yeah.
When it comes to what we're reading here, one of the biggest reasons where I started to raise my eyebrow, and I'm not saying a lot of this isn't some of it, I think there are some things that echo other things we know, and we'll get into that in our next segment. But for example, the description of how the stadium process has gone, where it's implied that, oh, the Bears bought the land, you know, but it's been 1,000 days and Kevin Warren hasn't put shovels in the ground yet. No, that's not exactly what happened. There's context missing there. We know the Bears bought the land. We also know that the tax rate wasn't negotiated. We know a lot of this was about tax rate. We know that the Bears had leverage. So that's when I start to say to myself, given all of the house cleaning that happened at Halas Hall, where there were big wholesale changes with people who had been there for a long time, who were also being changed when it came to fired isn't the right word for me. It's just when new executives come in, they're going to want their people. You're going to have a lot of that. And there are some former Bears who have spoken out on this. Like, for example, Olin Cruz was like, yeah, coaches blame players and players blame coaches. And that's how it goes. Or Kyle Long said, you know, a lot of low level staffers with axes to grind. I think that's what he said. The bottom line is, on a functioning team, the player is going to be there as long as you need him to be there. You know, you want the best success here is that the player outlasts practically anybody who's a staffer. You know, that they have a long, productive career on the team. You know, that's the point. You want that coach-player marriage to remain as long as possible on your team. So you'd better make sure that the player is set up to succeed no matter what.
And I know we got to take a break here in a second, but I'll just say, like, because I know we're going to talk more about it. One thing that I would like to discuss, there is one part of this that I am going to defend Ryan Poles on. And I know you guys said it, like, the stuff about Poles is almost just as damning the way it's written anyway as it was for Caleb Williams the way it was written. But there's one part of this that I agree with him on and that I will defend him on.
All right, we'll do that next year. Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy,
StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.